So the breaking news on the programme this morning, the DUP's Geoffrey Donaldson, Sir Geoffrey Donaldson, has told this programme that the CEO of Charter NI, Diestedt, has stepped aside from his position. Charter NI refusing to comment on this on the Nolan show. We'll come back to that story and get political reaction and your reaction, 0303 8055, to that breaking news this morning. Alex Atwood, before I ask you to comment on that, to allow you to finish your comments on paramilitarism in Northern Ireland, what is the SDLP's plan? Because it seems Vote Mike and you might get a little bit of column. Vote column, you might get a little bit of Mike. That soundbite didn't last too long, did it? Because you disagree on the prisoner segregation. Do you have a joint up agreement on how to tackle paramilitaries?
Well, can I now first of all deal with the issue of what Geoffrey apparently said earlier in your programme, that at fresh start this time last year, the SDLP had no proposals. I know Geoffrey wasn't that involved in fresh start, so he mightn't be aware, but he might want to check with his party leadership that during fresh start, the SDLP produced two documents, one dealing with an enforcement approach to dealing with criminality and paramilitarism, and another dealing with a community approach to those issues. We circulated those documents to the British, Irish and American governments and to the five parties, including the DUP. Indeed, save the Alliance Party, we were the only party that circulated our documents on paramilitarism and criminality, which were very specific, very detailed, were a pathway to deal with the issue to all the parties and to the three governments. So, far from nothing to say this time last year in Fresh Start, the SDLP, I would say, had the most to say, and we said it in writing and in meetings to all the parties and all the governments. To answer your second question then, as I say, look at the order paper for the Assembly next week, and there you'll see a joint amendment to a very good Alliance motion on the issue of paramilitarism criminality.
Doing what? Spell it out for me. What's the idea? What's the strategy?
Okay, two things. The Minister of Finance, Martin O'Mullier, said in the Chamber last week, both in writing and in words, that the British government had refused to release £5 million this year to do what? Deal with the issue of paramilitarism.
You're not telling me your plan. What is your plan?
Just hold on now and I'll give you a full answer in relation to all of that. No problem whatsoever.
We're going to run out of time if we don't get to it.
Well, I think that this issue deserves a bit more time, Stephen. You know, I'm in a constituency office at the moment in West Belfast, not far from where a man was murdered a very short time ago. So I hope you'll give us a bit of time now to explain that the Ulster Unionists and the SDLP are saying to the Northern Ireland government, arising from the three-panel report, let's have a detailed action plan in relation to all that. And what would that look like? It is multiple proposals, Stephen. It is giving money to the National Crime Agency, which they've been looking for over a year, in order to ensure that the National Crime Agency, which is together with the police, is one of the big organisations tackling criminality in the north and working with the authorities.
But the PSNI are getting £160 million over the next 5 years.
Sorry, what was that?
The PSNI are getting £160 million extra funding over the next 5 years for the severe national security threat, including tackling continued paramilitary activity. So beyond money, what's the SDLP's big idea?
Well, hold on. If the National Crime Agency works with the PSNI to deal with the issue of organised crime, and if they need new resources in order to have the forensic accountants, to have the specialist people that can follow the money and find its source and then seize it, that's a very concrete proposal in order to deal with the issue of organised crime and criminality in our country. And so on and so forth, because in our submissions this time last year, in the arguments that we'll be making this time next week in the Assembly, we've got multiple detailed proposals to deal with it at an operational, at a strategic, at an NCA, at a PSNI and a community basis.
OK, Seamus Close joining us this morning. We'll move on now to the news that Geoffrey Donaldson has given us today. that Steve Diestedt is gone as the chief executive of Charter NI. Charter NI not confirming this, not denying it. How this, like I said again, how this public body, how this charity that receives public funding, is a more accurate way of me putting it, thinks that they can sustain a position where they're refusing to comment as to who their CEO is. Well, let me put the question a different way. The public, the millions of pounds of public money that Charter NI have got, who is the CEO looking after that position and that money? Who is it currently? And are Charter NI seriously going to refuse to tell the public who that currently is? Alex, that would your reaction to this story now, what Geoffrey Donaldson has said? Do you welcome Mr. Stipp standing aside, if indeed he has?
Well, if indeed he has, because Geoffrey now seems to become the spokesperson for Charter NI, and Charter NI don't seem to want to speak for themselves. It's a rather strange situation. But let's assume that this individual is gone. He should have been gone before now. The issue now is, will the government suspend the funding for Charter NI in order to determine whether they're a fit organisation, given the comments of the chief executive, given what appears to have been the inaction of Charter NI at a management level, to do anything about it, since he made those comments, and that even Charter NI haven't got the wherewithal to be straight with people in Northern Ireland and tell us what's going on. That they now give Geoffrey Donaldson to do. So I think the issue now is the government to determine, is Charter NI a fit organisation given...
Do you think the government should be suspending the funding? Yes. Is that what you're calling for?
Yes, and Colm Eastwood, or the SDLP, tabled an urgent question to FM and DFM last week, which unfortunately the Speaker did not accept as an urgent question, calling for suspension of the funding of Charter NI so that all of that could be reviewed, given their inaction arising in respect of the...
Well, you're saying inaction, of course. If Mr. Stitt has indeed stood down, then that is presumably because of the action of people on the board.
And it seems to me, I think it'll seem to a lot of your listeners, that if he is now being removed as chief executive, which Charter NI still won't confirm, then they've been dragged kicking and screaming to that outcome.
Seamus Close?
Well, I mean, it's over a week ago now that these comments from the then chief executive of Charter NI hit the headlines. It's over a week ago.
This is when he talked about homeland security in an interview he gave to The Guardian.
Exactly. When he came out with comments that were not fitting of any... of the chief executive of any organisation, let alone a charitable organisation, one that's registered as a charity and that's getting taxpayers' money. One of the fundamentals about the expenditure of taxpayers' money is that there should be accountability, there should be openness, and there should be transparency. None of those at the moment even appear to be included in whether or not this individual is still the chief executive officer of that registered charity. I called over a week ago for the other board members to make their views now known. Did they support the comments of this chief executive or former chief executive? I haven't heard a whimper through the general public media as to what their views are, so therefore we can only assume.
No, we can't assume.
Sorry?
We can't assume either way. You haven't heard anything, so let's not presume anything. But we haven't heard anything.
We haven't heard anything, but are we therefore left to believe that the board members still have confidence in a chief executive officer who came out with that type of language over a week ago in an interview? Does Charter NI still support this individual as their chief executive?
But what we do know this morning is that a senior member of the DUP, he's an MP in the government, for goodness, he's an MP in this country, Geoffrey Donaldson, Sir Geoffrey, has told us that the chief executive of an organisation which is at the very heart of part of the government's plan in terms of social deprivation, the government giving millions of pounds now to an organisation, and we currently don't know who the chief executive is. Chartered NI refusing to tell us whether D-Stit has stood aside, and yet the DUP, through Geoffrey Donaldson, telling us he has.
Yeah, so where's the transparency, where's the openness, where's the accountability of all the board members of that organisation that is called Charter NI? The general public are being denied information to which they are entitled. Why are they entitled? Because they are taxpayers. They're the ones that are funding that organisation. But yet, they won't even have the decency to come forward and say who is their chief executive.
For the good work, Alex Atwood, which Charter NI does, and they do a lot of good work, and we as a team have been looking at the community projects that Charter NI do, many of them very valuable projects, helping children, helping people in socially deprived areas, helping people regain employment. There are lots and lots of things going on within that organisation. I've spoken to many political representatives who tell me that Charter NI is a good organisation. Why are you calling for their funding to be suspended?
Well, let's assume for a moment that they do good work. But as Seamus has pointed out, any of their good work is getting degraded and is getting undermined by the fact that there's silence today from the management of the organisation in relation to their chief executive. And there's been silence in relation to the management over the last number of days since this individual said that made his comments in respect of Homeland Security and that we'll defend our area and so on and so forth. So if there is good, then the management is undermining the good and seems to be silent when there's been bad. And you cannot have that sort of approach on this sort of issue. You need to have clear lines. Is the management of Charter NI demonstrating that there are clear lines? And if they are not demonstrating that unambiguously, I think it's absolutely reasonable to say suspend their funding.
Well, the Irish government are included as a funder on the Charter NI website. You're telling the Irish government to suspend funding to Charter NI?
Yes. I'm not going to say, well, we make a call to the Northern Ireland authorities to suspend, not withdraw, to suspend funding. I'm not going to be inconsistent.
Suspend until what?
Well, what the Urgent World said, that there should be a review to ensure that this organisation is a fit organisation. And if it is a fit organisation, then things can get cleared up. But people, you know, your programme in a positive way has put a spotlight on this issue. And now we have a development. And now we have silence from the management. And now I think it's right to say, is somebody now being elbowed out of the way and issues of governance are not getting addressed? Or are we going to take the opportunity to make sure that we drive the best standards into these type of organisations and what they're doing, given the poor standards that they demonstrated over the last number of days?
I didn't hear the SDLP objecting to any of this funding before the Guardian published their video. Were you happy with Charter NI and Mr. Stitt as the CEO with the Guardian?
Oh, come on now, Stephen. I don't know how many times SDLP people in public, in the chamber on your programme, have raised from the day and hour of the birth of the Social Investment Fund, have raised questions. One of our people described it as a slush fund for loyalism, and so on and so forth. So do not make the allegation that we've been silent on this, because the SDLP have been the party.
I'm going to stop you there. There's a statement that's just landed with us, literally within the last few seconds, from Charter NI. Here it goes. The board of Charter NI was deeply disappointed with and greatly concerned by the content of an extract of an interview given by our chief executive to the Guardian newspaper and shown recently in local media. Our CEO understands the concerns of the board and has expressed sincere apologies for his lack of judgment on this occasion and the impact it has had on Charter NI. The board are addressing this matter internally. The media attention on Charter NI in recent weeks has been of grave concern to the board, as it has the potential for detracting from the good work being undertaken by our staff in improving the lives of people in our operating area. For several months, we have sought to support our chief executive in the face of persistent, unsubstantiated allegations. Despite this pressure, he has continued to effectively oversee the work of Charter NI as it achieves continued success through positive project outcomes. So once again, Charter NI have issued a statement there, Seamus Close, and they have not addressed the issue, the question. Well, actually, they have. Our CEO. So it's our CEO issued within the last few seconds. So despite what Sir Geoffrey Donaldson says, Diestedt has not stood aside.
He has not stood aside, and the board, by their own admission, are continuing to seek to support him.
They say they're addressing this matter internally. The problem for the board is millions of pounds of money from people who are getting up in the morning and they're going to work and they're doing an 8, 10, 12-hour day. It's their money that is being given to the board of Charter NI. So have they got an entitlement to just to say, sorry, we're dealing with it internally?
No, they do not. And again, I go back to accountability, openness and transparency. I asked questions over a week ago, have they still confidence in him? This statement would seem to suggest that they do. Are they content with him remaining as their chief executive? Again, that would appear to be the case. You see, the problem lies in, and has continued over a period of years, where the solution to problems in Northern Ireland involving paramilitaries and others of like ilk would appear to be throw money at them in the hope that they will go away. The Good Friday Agreement is 18 years in existence. Ceasefires are over 20 years in existence, and they still think that they can solve problems by throwing money at it. You do not deal with Japanese knotweed by giving it fertiliser. You don't deal with paramilitary organisations.
Well, Charter NI is not a paramilitary organisation. Charter NI is an organisation with many decent, good people on it.
Well,
you need to distinguish between the organisation and one individual who happens to be a CEO.
The many good, decent people, therefore, I believe, should come clear rather than pussyfooting around and coming out with a statement which, in my opinion, is a cop-out. There is a problem there that needs to be solved. It is not solved by dancing on pins and coming out with fanciful language. There is a problem. The problem was clear through the language that was used by that individual, and language which annoyed an awful lot of people in Northern Ireland. People who, as you're rightly saying, get up in the morning and go to their jobs, they don't see money being thrown at them. And it is wrong that this has continued to happen in Northern Ireland.
Think, Alex Atwood, about the situation we are sitting in right now. Yeah. So the First Minister, Arlene Foster, has said that Mr. Stitt is a distraction to the good work that Charter NI is doing. The DUP are part of the support mechanism for that SIF funding that goes to these organisations. That, my goodness, they're the biggest party in Northern Ireland. They're telling us today that the Chief Executive Officer is not Diestedt. Meanwhile, Charter NI saying, yes, he is. So the biggest political party in Northern Ireland doesn't know who is the Chief Executive Officer of an organisation controlling millions of pounds of our money?
Well, I would speculate the following. Geoffrey got it wrong about what the SDLP were doing about Fresh Start and paramilitarism. Geoffrey, it seems, got it wrong when he made the argument that Northern Ireland should have unique status when it comes to Brexit. And maybe Geoffrey has got it wrong again today when he said that the chief executive was leaving, which then therefore leads to the conclusion that actually the DUP are doing very little at leadership and party level to deal with the issues around Mr. Stitt and the wider issues about Charter NI, who today have said, it's our business, we'll deal with it, and are really saying to government, back off.
Let's just remind ourselves exactly what Sir Geoffrey Donaldson said on Nolan this morning.
Stephen, in relation to Charter NI, let me be very, very clear about this. I don't believe that we should prejudice an entire organisation because of the actions of one individual that now has been has stepped aside from their position. And I know that
he hasn't stepped aside, has he?
Well, that is the information I have, Stephen. Perhaps you know something different.
Because that's an important point. So your information is that Diestedt has stepped aside from his position as CEO of Charter NI, is it?
Well, That's the information that I have, Stephen. Obviously, there's a process that has to be gone through, as you would know, when it comes to organise any organisation. There is employment law. You've got to follow certain procedures. I'm not on the board of Charter NI, so I don't know the exact detail of all of this, but I'm certainly aware of reports in the public domain to that effect.
What on earth is going on, Seamus Close?
Yeah, well, there was speculation in the press a few days ago that Stitt was going to resign voluntarily. Then there was further speculation, because the media had got hold of this, that he was taking the stunts and wasn't going to pull back. And now we get the statement from the body itself referring to that they're seeking to support him and all this type of stuff. You know, we, the general public, we, the taxpayers, through the various comments that we've heard in the media, through what we've read in papers, this individual is an embarrassment to an organisation which is receiving taxpayers' money, an organisation that is registered as a charity, an organisation that admittedly may have done some good work and may be continuing to do some good work. But an organisation, any organisation, is judged by the actions and the attitudes of those at its head.
What if Mr. Stitt is a reformed individual who he claims to be and is genuinely working on a daily basis to try to do good in his community, to try to help people who are unemployed, to try to eradicate poverty from the community he represents?
An individual who refers in the present tense that we are here to defend County Down from anyone with a sneer? An individual who refers to the jungle? An individual who refers in the present tense to our homeland security? Now, come off it. That any good that may be done by the organisation of which he is head is clearly brought down into the gutter by such comments.
Might have been one mistake, Seamus. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt here. I'm trying to defend him.
Okay, let's do that. But this individual was, and note I use the word was, a head of a paramilitary organisation. An individual who was given a chance to move on from that. An individual where it was believed that they had apparently moved on. That's why taxpayers' money is funding this organisation, of which he may still be the head. So, I mean, how many chances, and this is where I come back to what I was saying earlier, you do not solve problems by continually throwing money at it.
Well, the DUP, as I come back to this point, the DUP telling us this morning through Geoffrey Donaldson that D. Stitt is gone as the CEO, the DUP have people on the steering group for the funding, and East Belfast, the SIF steering group. Sharon Skillen, DUP. Robin Newton, MLA, DUP. How come Geoffrey thinks he's gone? They have people on the SIF steering group, and Charter NI said, no, he's not. Here's Jared Nordglass. Morning, Jared.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, just as you touched on there, that the DUP putting that out and Geoffrey Donaldson putting that out, to me, I think it's a smokescreen. It's been to put out there the brush it under the carpet to take the heat off the step. Now, talking on a personal thing here, I'm a voluntary community worker in my own community in Adamant, and I have a pass through. And the step at the minute should not be in that job. He's given ordinary, decent, working class Republican and loyalists who are trying to change their lives a bad name. That's what he's doing. And if you're turning around saying, giving them the benefit of the doubt,
yeah,
he's changed his ways and blah, blah, blah. See what he said, Stephen, on that broadcasting thing? That was a statement on its own. The defenders would defend it from anybody. It was the way he said it, Stephen. It was a statement on its own. Now, you could do 10 good things in your life, and one good thing I'll knock the rest of the name things down. And that's what Stitt has done.
Well, the board of Charter NI are saying that he continues to oversee the work of Charter NI as it achieves continued success through positive project outcomes.
But he shouldn't. He shouldn't be overseeing anything. He shouldn't be in that job. He's sending out the wrong message to the other young people.
Jared, thank you. Unfortunately, we're out of time today. Here's where we are as our programme closes today. The DUP, Sir Geoffrey Donaldson, saying D. Stitt has stood aside as the chief executive of Charter NI. Charter NI saying No, he hasn't. He continues to represent them. And meanwhile, millions and millions of pounds, no exaggeration, of your money going to that organisation. What on earth is going on?